is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 8th of July, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer J.F. Powers, born in Jacksonville, Illinois in 1917, who wrote fiction about the lives of Catholic priests. One of the greatest and funniest fiction writers of the late 20th century, J.F. Powers. He was 25 when he published his first important short story. It was called Lions, Hearts, Leaping Does, about a priest named Father Didymus who remains faithful even though he believes he's unworthy of God. A story that was selected for the first edition of a book called Best American Short Stories was also published in Powers' first collection, The Prince of Darkness and Other Stories, 1947. In 1962, he published his first novel, Mort Durbin, about a priest who thinks of himself as a kind of businessman, spends his spare time playing golf. His second novel was Wheat That Springeth Green, his stories collected in The Stories of J.F. Powers. It came out just a few years ago. It was on this day in 1918 Ernest Hemingway was wounded while serving as a Red Cross ambulance driver in World War I. He was passing out chocolates to Italian soldiers on the front lines when a mortar shell blew up nearby. He had 228 pieces of shrapnel removed from his leg, spent a few weeks in the hospital, and the wound he got would go on to become the central event of his novel A Farewell to Arms, 1929, which Hemingway always considered to be his best book. And it's the birthday of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, born in Zurich in 1926. Her book On Death and Dying helped begin the hospice movement, which has since spread around the world. She argued that dying is a natural process and that patients who are terminally ill should not be forced to fight the dying process up to the very end. It was she who introduced the now famous concept of the five stages of grief. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Kuman entitled Surprises. This morning's red sun licks dew from the 100 California peppers that never set fruit in my Zone 3 garden. After 15 summers of failure, why this year do I suffer the glut of inordinate success? They hang in clustered pairs like newly hatched sex organs. Doubtless this means I am approaching the victory of poetry over death, where art wins, chaos retreats, and beauty, albeit trampled under barbarism, rises again, shiny with roses, no thorns, no earwigs, cutworms, leaf miners either. Mother's roses climbed the same old latticework trellis until it shattered under their weight, and she mourned the dirtied blossoms more, I thought, than if they'd been her children. She pulled on goatskin gloves to deal with her arrangements in chamber pots, pitchers, and a silver urn. I watched, orphan at the bake shop window. It took all morning. Never mix species or colors, she lectured. It cheapens them. At the end of her long life, she could reel off the names of all the cart horses that had trundled through her childhood. And now that I look backward longer than forward, nothing too small to remember, nothing too slight to stand in awe of. Her every wash day, Monday, baked, stuffed peppers come back to me, full of the leftovers she called surprises. A poem by Maxine Kuman, Surprises, from Bringing Together, Uncollected Early Poems, 1958 to 1988, published by W.W. Norton, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.